Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I was somewhat chastised yesterday to start the show for not having the juvenile jacket on, but it is a game day today, so it is back on today.
Yep.
It would have made sense yesterday because, yes, we were honoring a win against Indiana, but I like to wear it usually on game day, which is today, Nebraska, Oregon, 8 p.m. at PBA. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Good morning, Lincoln.
Good morning.
We're honoring Paul Weir and your jacket.
How are we honoring Bob Weir now?
Well, we did. Yesterday. Did I say Paul Weir?
Bob Weir.
Yeah.
Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead.
That was yesterday.
Yes.
What makes that juvenile?
Well, you're the one that called it that. I don't think I ever called it juvenile. You said it was.
Yeah.
And I think Bill agreed with that.
It looks juvenile.
Now I'm down with that. I say yes. I confirm it's juvenile.
It's juvenile.
It's fun.
It's kind of fun.
It's a retro. It's fun. And it fits me. Like this is me right here. This is me in a jacket. This
powerful.
Point. Yes.
I like the collar. I do like the collar.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's red, white, and blue or black, white, and red.
It's black.
Is that black?
It's not blue. Okay. Black.
I like it.
So it's good.
Yeah. You got a big game tonight.
We do. I do. We all do.
We'll cover it.
Well, we need to cover something here. Uh-oh. I talked to Jake this morning about this. First of all, I really enjoyed it because Jake didn't see it coming. I got him on the hump this morning.
No, I did see it coming. I said, here we go.
Got him what?
Jake was manually crossing
what?
By the...
I jaywalked.
And I whip around the corner and there's Sorensen jaywalking.
Here we go.
And I laid on the horn right by the embassy right there.
Why were you jaywalking?
Yeah, he just
did it. Cross the street.
It was illegal.
542, it's fine.
Was it fully illegal?
Could you imagine can anyone ever say they think that they got a ticket? Imagine getting that ticket. What were you doing? Jaywalking.
That'd be a board cop right there. Do people get tickets?
I don't know, but imagine jaywalking.
Jaywalking.
I was breaking the law.
You know what? This needs to be addressed. I don't even know what it is technically. What is jaywalking?
In my opinion, when you come to the intersection, instead of squaring it off, you go right through the middle of the intersection to cut off going to one, to making it a right or a left turn. It's when you're just going from point to point. Okay, so it would be like as if Jake got out of the parking garage, walked down a few steps, and then shot over right through and crossed a couple streets at one time, basically. It's the intersection.
If I went catty corner on 11th and P, he's saying. If I went from the northeast to the southwest corner, that would be...
That's to me what jaywalking is.
However, I also, just crossing the street without any sort of a light is also jaywalking.
That's where I get confused.
Yeah. I went right across 11th Street without... I did look left and right. I ran to make sure that...
Why did you run? There's no cars at all.
Well, Bill came around the corner.
Is it really a true offense? I want to know that. Or is it just kind of like, hey, don't do that.
Officer McLeod, chime in, please.
Yeah, can anyone still get a ticket for jaywalking? I'd like to know that.
I've never got one.
I've never gotten a ticket.
I've had people say you're jaywalking, and I've seen people do it in front of policemen. You know, you see that, and you always think, you're going to get a ticket. Who gives a ticket for that?
Imagine getting cuffed. All of a sudden, you're just face down.
I was just walking here.
Yeah, I mean, would they blow a whistle and apprehend you for that?
Apprehend. That the whistle would be the best if you got whistle.
Sir? Yeah.
Over here, please.
Yeah,
you check it out.
This is an arrest.
I have to say, Bill, I looked over to the left at that point, and there's a guy standing outside the Kindler. He's like, what the hell?
It was right in front of the Kindler. I landed on.
Oh, God.
He yelled.
Really?
He's like, what the hell's going on?
He's probably out there having a smoke or something.
I thought I was cracking up. I said, that's Bill.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. And you're not culpable at all in that situation.
I was just trying to create safety.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're doing.
That's exactly what it's.
Hey, you guys got to go on. I'm cross-jobbing at this point.
Oh, what's going on?
I
got to
post something.
We can post it for you.
Is it breaking news?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Jake's got it ready
for you. I still haven't wrote an article for you. I want to ghostwrite sometime.
Yes.
You promised me I could sometime.
Okay, can we get down to the one of the things that's super important today?
Yeah.
Is that finances are real, because Jake is in the middle of a lot of things going on right now. So, Jake, we need to find Jake a host for tonight. He gave me the ticket prices.
Oh,
for
God.
For tonight's game, and Jake's had a taste of the really good seats.
I know.
He's had a taste
of
them.
So now what?
Yeah, and so now he's like going, you can sit basically with your back against the wall all the way as high as you can go, and we're still looking at like $75
with the taxes. Yeah.
Yep. Is that right?
75.
So the cheapest ticket, 75?
I'm pretty sure that before taxes, like it's like 50 to 55 bucks. So with all the Ticketmaster fees, it gets up to 70 plus easily.
Does anyone would like to host Jake for the game today, if there's an extra ticket available?
Do you have nobody?
They could host
Well,
Jake.
A lot of my friends who have taken have friends going with them, and I've already kind of used my ticket for the year with them.
So what are you going to do?
Well, we're doing it right now. We're getting a host for Jake. Now, Jake's not asking. Jake will not be that, tightened up where he keeps his wallet in his pocket.
I buy the ticket if I have to. I just want to avoid the fee situation.
Yeah, the fee is the big situation right now. So if we could get maybe a team of people, and maybe, Connor, if you could tweet that out from the ticket like that, if we could find a host for Jake Sorensen for tonight's game.
I will pay. My point is I don't want to pay the taxes and the fees of Ticketmaster. I will happily pay for a ticket.
What?
Yes.
But I don't want to pay $25+ for stupid fees and taxes.
Jake,
if
a breaker offered to give it to you for free,
would I
interest you?
And I would happily buy them beers.
Yeah.
Plural,
snacks,
maybe a pizza, piece of pizza.
Popcorn, maybe.
Popcorn, sure.
Yeah.
Pretzel.
I'm not saying everything. You have to get all three of them. You get a pick. But Jake might be able to put together a little plan for you. I'll buy two beers and... Because right now, remember, we went and got three beers with Brian Morrow, and it was $49.
Yeah, to finance that one.
$49.
Finance the beers.
Yeah.
God.
And the problem is this. I can always apply for a media credential, but I just don't like sitting there. That's no shot at the media corps.
Sounds like a shot.
It's
a shot. It's a shot.
Look what I'm wearing. I can't go to the arena with this, don't want to just go in a black polo like this.
Yes, that's legit.
Covering Nebraska basketball. No. I've passed that time of my life. I am a fan of Nebraska ball. Now, I'll probably go when they go to the tournament as media. I sat with you.
Okay, now, how are you going to do that?
I sat with you in Memphis. Remember, we were in the same...
You sat with Strick.
Me, you, and Strick were in the same section, way above the FedEx Forum in Memphis.
Yeah.
And I was proper.
You were.
Because it was a blowout in general. But I'm curious if they won that game, how I would have handled that. But I was proper.
And I hope we don't go to Portland.
Portlandia.
Yeah. It's a long ways
away. I've never been to Oregon before.
Is that where you would go, though?
It's a lot away. Yeah, I'm going wherever they go. Wherever they're at, I will be there.
I'm not going.
I would like the trip to OKC. That drive sounds phenomenal because he told me Keith Bar, RIP.
Yeah, I'm going.
And Bricktown.
Where are you not going, Steve? What if Robin needs you?
I don't.
You went to the Memphis game. Why would you not go?
This conversation makes no sense.
Yeah. And you love Memphis, by the way.
Yeah, and also you're very distracted. This is nerve-wracking. When you come in distracted, issues come up. I am posting something
on our message board.
Does it do with recruiting? Is there a portal? Is it portal?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just a
I should make an account and post on the Husker Online forum.
God, I wish you would.
But anyway, if we could find a host for Jake Sorensen tonight... for the game, that would be incredible.
This is not me asking, by the way. Bill's asking.
Well, I'm the one. Jake's not asking. And let's just go back.
I don't understand. You have nobody to go with?
The tax and fees are so ridiculous now.
Yeah.
It cost Jake $80 pre-beer.
What are you all of a sudden worried about money for?
Because I want to go to a lot of these games going up. They'll stack up.
Connor, when you get married like Jake did, he's going to inherit a ton of money.
Yep.
So you want to do
this
that.
This is odd. You're sitting on a pile of money. Right. All of a sudden, you're worried about $20.
Elizabeth's family owns farmland.
That's beer
cows
money right there. Okay? That's beer money.
You're sitting on a pile.
Yeah, sitting on a pile of money.
This is why
what are we worried about?
Regret not buying season tickets. I
just
have to worry about this at all.
This will never happen again in your lifetime.
I know. It's why
this will never happen
again. What you're
worried
about today?
That it?
Well, you need $40.
No, I don't.
Here, I got money.
No, I don't want it.
No, I'll go get
money.
We'll give you the $40.
I don't want the $40.
Never mind.
It's the concept.
Don't worry about the host.
It's the concept.
Connor, do you have $5? Could you give it to Jake to help with the fees?
No, I'll figure this out.
Connor's
going to
do it. Connor's a student.
You have $40 laying around in your car right now.
I don't. You want to go check?
In the Accord?
It's definitely not.
I used to live with a dude, Malcolm, Danny Coughlin. He was a gambler, big time, good dude, great dude. And I said, I need five.
Was he a bookie?
No, he.
I love that. Bookie.
He worked for the Daily Racing Form. He said, I said, I need $5. I went out there. He goes, there's $5 in my car. I went out in his car, and I'd say there was roughly $1,200 in his car. Just
wow.
Like, just all, just in cracks. And I'm just like, Dan, you got like $1,000 in that car, right? Like in change and big bills, small bills. But anyway, you're like that. So I don't want to hear this.
That'd be fun to drive around like that, wouldn't it?
It was interesting. He was worried about mice. He goes, watch the mice.
Yeah.
There's mice in your car? He goes, yeah, there's mice. But anyway, you should just. I think we got money.
No. I'll probably ante up and just buy it myself.
Connor, you got any money?
Also,
Connor's
I want to go with money. Somebody though.
Can we do a GoFundMe?
Let's do a GoFundMe.
You're like Mickey Rourke.
Yes. Yeah.
I've told you before. I don't
Mickey
mind.
Rourke had a GoFundMe to pay his rent
just because things weren't going well.
The thing's not going well.
I don't mind going to games by myself, but now it's like it's a party. I want to go with friends and enjoy this atmosphere.
This will be 15,000 friends.
That's why yes. I like to go with somebody.
But anyone on anyone from the text line.
This is fascinating to me, this whole conversation.
Well, I mean, I could still find friends in the rail yard, drink before the game, and find at halftime, but then I couldn't sit with them and party.
Could you imagine?
Celebrate the win.
Friends? Can you imagine all of a sudden, though, you're sitting there.
I have friends.
Everyone's sitting down for the game like that. There's a lot of enthusiasm. There's one empty seat, and all of a sudden here comes, excuse me, pardon me, let me in. Coming in hot.
I see that empty seat.
That's my seat. And it's Jake Sorensen. And all of a sudden, you sit down by High Five and Jake Sorensen.
Yeah, we'll be a party.
Could you imagine
have
that?
Have a good time.
I promise you,
I am not boring to sit by. I do not just
I
sit
got
there.
You're
nice, right?
I'm nice. Oh, yeah. If I shared the video with you guys from Nicole Swigert, about they sat behind Jake at a game, and she has video. It's incredible.
I have not seen this. I'd like to see that.
And Jake's dancing and stuff. Oh, yeah. He's so excited.
Was it the Wisconsin game?
I think it was Wisconsin.
Is he dancing?
Yes.
They won by 30. How would you not dance for that game?
How would you not dance?
I was jacked. Of course. I would dance again.
Anyone out there, what's the phone number again? How can they text him? What was the number, Steve? 402, what is it?
Who's number?
464.
402-465.
I'm going to try to get 402-464-5685.
We haven't done that number in a long time.
No.
402-464.
That's a new number, right?
Yeah.
It's been the same number for 15 years now.
I would like to have back in the old dungeon. It was on a piece of paper taped to the wall, and I enjoyed that because then I could
just look up at it.
I just look up at it. Now I have to memorize this, and I'm not.
402-464-5685. Say it right now.
402-464-5285.
5685. You almost had it.
402-464-5682.
85685.
Okay, we're stopping at that.
Do it right now. You're going to do it.
You're getting a random two in there at the end.
402-464-5685.
Bam.
402-464-5865.
5685. He's close.
Come on, you got to have to do this.
No, he's trying.
This is close as I'm going to get. It gets me every time when they ask when I go to Hy-Vee and they're like, hey, do you have some sort of saver, something like that for your gas at Hy-Vee? And every time I'm like, I don't have it, but my wife has it.
Yeah.
And then they're like going, well, what's her phone number? I go, I don't know.
Yeah, well, how do you know that?
You don't.
I know tricks is them.
California nurse is after us again.
I don't know.
You know?
For what? Someone sick?
No.
I feel fine.
No, not this time about sicknesses. This is a bad look. GoFundMe? Like people that can't afford a funeral for a loved one? No. Joking, okay? Ease up, California nurse. Come on. Have a sense of humor.
We were joking. We were definitely going to
joke.
Man.
We were 100%.
Don't need a GoFundMe for anything, for the tickets. It's fine. Yeah,
tell me how much money you got, Jake.
I don't. I'll buy the ticket. Or I'll just use the media pass and If I use a media pass, I could stick around and then I could walk around the arena, though. You don't have to be in the media section the whole time.
I've been there to the media pass. I've done it twice. And I tell you what, I'll tell you one thing, though. I hope that Keith Mann, with this sort of win streak, can they do a little better with the amount of food? Because when I got there last time, there was nothing left. And I just wanted to get a cookie, and even that was gone.
It was probably swim. He probably took the whole
amount. Probably was.
Oh, really? We're doing that to swim.
Yeah, well, he always gets mentioned in some capacity on the show.
Yes. So anyway, we'll get someone for Jake. It'll be very important. It's a big game.
Here's the deal. If I go on media, I'll like go with just the polo on and carry this in a bag, maybe.
He did
walk around with
last,
this on.
I met Jake at media, he had it on, but he had a coat
took it
over,
off though.
Had a coat, then he looked at me, he goes, hey, look at this like that. He did. He goes, hey, look at this.
Yeah, I hit it.
And then Creighton hit 19 threes in the first half.
And then I put the jacket on the ground and it got so dirty. Pop got spilled on it. It had dirt because it was on, you know, like an idiot. I put on the bleacher put on the ground. Right. So that was stupid. So if this gets dirty at all, it's going to show.
Yeah, and good. Yeah.
I try to keep it clean.
8 o'clock, though. 8 o'clock, man, tonight. That's a lot.
I'm totally out on it. I'm just going to have to read about it in the morning. I'm not.
You're not going to watch even the first.
No, I got things going on all night. I do. I'm not.
Just
I'm out.
Going for 21 just, straight wins.
I'm out. I know, but they're going to...
Is this Cheesecake Factory tonight?
Oh, I would not say that. That's what Purdue said about Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin.
No, this is 21 point plus. It's not.
21 point win.
Well, his guarantees have all worked so
far. This is not.
Indiana got
a little
dicey, but they still won by six, so it worked out.
I don't believe in jinxes, and it's not going to be a problem, so I'm not worried about it.
I don't chit-chat for you at all, Sip. Anything
no,
else?
Just worked yesterday until 8:30. That's it.
What are you working on?
Oh...
Hey, what's going on?
What are you posting?
Something out there?
Oh, there's stuff going on.
Is there stuff behind the scenes?
They're
going
to get a lineman from Baylor. We're getting ready for that. I didn't know that you guys don't really care about this. Bill, I had no idea. I don't know why I didn't know this, that Nebraska's never had a scholarship player from Iowa Western until this new kid. I had no idea. I thought they had.
Yeah, that's a little surprising. The school's been that dominant and that close.
And they've been playing varsity football since 2009. So, Bo, Riley, Frost, Rule. No, nobody tell this Andy Berberia. No scholarship players. I talked to Strohmeyer yesterday. He was very diplomatic about it. He just said, I don't know, sometimes they needed a guy, we didn't have him. Sometimes we had a guy and they didn't need him, you know?
So that's all there is. Strohmeyer's not getting himself all worked up.
He's won four national titles.
Yeah, so he's not getting himself all worked out. He's doing great, and his players are going to good places. So
Strohmeyer's an incredible dude. He's an incredible dude. He was at the coaches' convention yesterday, and he called. I texted him. He called in 5 minutes. And he said, I'm in North Carolina at the coaches' convention. By the way, happy birthday to Coach Strohmeyer. He's 51 years old yesterday.
Nice.
Happy birthday to him.
Four national titles.
Did he tell you that?
He just won his fourth national title. In JCAA, beat Hutchinson 28-10.
Did you say, by the way, it's my birthday on the phone too?
I don't know how that came up. I just asked him his age.
Is that the first thing that you asked when you talked to someone?
Is it your birthday?
Excuse me, is today your birthday? No, okay. So I want to make sure to know if it was today.
Before we get going.
Sometimes you will ask, I like to ask people their age. Yeah. He said 51 today.
Okay.
51 today. And it didn't even register until I was listening to the tape, so I had to call him back and say happy birthday. You're interviewing somebody, you got other things going on.
So he told you it was his birthday and you said nothing.
I didn't say
nothing.
You didn't say happy birthday.
Then
nothing.
I was listening
just
to
a
the
hint as of
then
today.
Then I was listening to the tape and I was like, oh, I should probably
call him
back and say happy birthday. But anyway, he was fine. So I appreciate it.
I watched the Dolphins and Vikings the last couple of years and I see Andrew Van Ginkel from Iowa
Van
Western.
Van Ginkel's from there.
He was there, and he's just tearing apart the NFL and both the Dolphins.
I didn't
and
know
the Vikings.
That he was there. I did not know
he
that.
Started it. Then he went to Wisconsin.
Really. Wisconsin, yeah.
And now he's been a certified problem
in the
NFL.
Where's he originally
he's
from?
He's from Sioux Center, Iowa.
He's from
no
Sioux Center.
Way.
Yeah, he's from Sioux Center.
Really?
Yes.
Van Ginkel is tearing it up.
It's Northwest.
I remember
Iowa.
Him at Wisconsin very well.
From Northwest Iowa.
Sue I Center. Wouldn't say he dominated for Wisconsin.
No, he was good. Oh, yeah. He was like a third or fourth round draft pick by the Dolphins.
I don't know. I think he was really good at Wisconsin.
Was he?
He was really good.
He put numbers up.
He did.
The long hair. Had the long flowing hair.
Yeah, he was really good. And sometimes you just watch. He was a high effort guy.
Maybe I'm just thinking about Nebraska. I don't think he tore up Nebraska.
He has become an expert at one particular thing. He intercepts screen passes. He can diagnose right away a screen pass, and he not only knocks it down, he picks it off. He's had like five or six pick sixes for the Dolphins and the Vikings on screen passes.
Why did the Dolphins let him go, Jake?
Walk
me through that.
There's many reasons why Chris Greer was fired. That's up the top of the list. He wasn't even expensive. He's like 1 year, $10 million. It's nothing in the NFL. They could have afforded him. He's a good player. Terrible mistake by the Dolphins to let him go. And now it'll be expensive, the next contract. Very expensive. Rightfully so. But yes, he was Iowa.
Did you guys hire head coach yet, Jake?
No, we have not. And I don't think it's going to be John Harbaugh. So things
why?
Why
do I care?
Well, because the Dolphins situation is not exactly pretty. They don't have a quarterback they can use. Tua's career is done in Miami, and they got to pay him. They don't really have a lot of cap money. They have some problems, some big issues. Now, they got a decently young roster, but they also have some guys that are important that are older that are on contracts that are tough to get out of. So it's not really the most attractive job besides the owner saying, here's a blank check. What do you want to coach here? That's
right.
And the nice weather, but that's it.
I was pretty much wrong on this.
On what?
Van Ginkel?
Yeah, he had 6.5 sacks in 2017 and 5.5 in 18. That's pretty good.
He's a linebacker, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
20 tackles for loss in those 2 years. That's pretty good.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. That's pretty good, and he's an excellent NFL linebacker. So,
shout out
to Andrew Van Ginkel, Sioux Center, Iowa Western, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Van Ginkel.
Yes,
Dutch.
What's going on over here? Weegee went to Iowa Western.
Really?
Oh God, oh, Connor, God. Good job. What's Weegee's first name?
Is it Connor Weegee?
I think it's Connor.
Yeah,
isn't
Connor
it?
Connor Weegee.
Boy, he's got next level speed.
Oh
God.
What a returner.
You see that live. You're like, oh, okay. That guy can go. I mean,
that's incredible.
He's got jets.
Thank you, Connor.
Connor, that's great.
Weegee, the two-time winner of the Jet Award, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, is. God, is
two-time,
he?
Two-time.
Yeah. Is he the two-time winner?
He won it twice.
Yeah.
Mike Sevier weigh in.
He did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Michael Sevier is a breaker, by the way.
Morning, Michael.
Is he the lead vote on the Jet?
He's like
the organizer, right?
He's the organizer. I don't think
he runs the Jet
Award. Probably Johnny the Rogers,
right.
By the way.
He runs
the
Jet Award.
Like Sevier's vote. Does his vote count like five times or something? I didn't know.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. He's the organizer of the event.
My vote counts the most.
Yeah. Does Jay Moore have a vote?
I don't know that.
Do you have a vote?
No, I'm not. I've never even been invited.
Does
to
Sean
the event.
Have a vote?
No. I don't think so.
So right now, it appears...
Sean would be more apt to have
so
one.
So right now, it's Sevier and the Jet himself. Or making the...
He chooses the award winner.
They're choosing
Bears
the
listening, so don't disparage the award.
We could ask him for a vote. Can we ask him for a collective vote here?
How do we get a vote?
He'd be more apt to give it to Bill than either you or I.
Well, what if the stool together? We could... Collaborate.
You guys, it would have to, if, for you guys, it would have to be either a Nebraska returner or someone returning against Nebraska. Because
no.
It'd be like, if I said something, hey, see that return by the guy from West Virginia?
I don't cover West Virginia.
No, I have no idea who that even is. I know they even had a team.
I always have gotten a kick out of that. You cover college football. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't cover. I'm not a national college football writer. I cover one team. But anyway, Michael Sevier is a breaker.
Good morning, Michael. We'd like to vote on the Jet Award.
Yes. How do we get a vote for the Jet?
And Connor, for those unfamiliar, is our new producer. And he's really, really, like, stepping up.
Yes.
And this was a great example.
And I think the coffee machine's working.
I think
today.
He knew he had to because he had broken so many things that he had. He's like, I think right now he is working very diligently because.
What do you say? What do you say?
Charlie, I feel like Charlie Brown. Everything I touch breaks. So he told me, and he's so sad. He just walked off yesterday as we stared at the coffee pot that wouldn't work.
Don't get that way.
I doctored it. I think it's fixed.
Is it?
So is the coffee good?
We
is
got
it
a
working?
Chance. We have a new one coming in, so we're waiting to see.
Oh, we haven't. No update
from
on
Jane
that.
Jane in Wahoo said she might be sending a coffee pot in.
Maybe the California nurse could send one,
possibly
too.
Possibly so.
Make sure you pay for it.
Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan.
Joey!
Using soil tests, yield maps, and field data, they help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
I saw the maps. It was kind of like, you know those architecture desks? They're kind of angled, you know what
yes.
I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's what Joey puts the maps on.
You're kidding.
So I come in there, and Joey's got his readers on, and he's got the map laid out.
Yep.
I go, what is it? I go,
is he standing?
He's like, he's standing, and he goes, well, that's the 40 acres just north of Bertrand. And then he
I love this.
And then he walks you through. Well, see, up here on the side hill, this is more clay. And then down here, this is different.
See?
So if you don't know this, so if you think your 40 acres is the same.
Is it evident that it's clay or is it just clay in there?
Well, it's both. Well, Joey does the samples.
Yeah.
He does them, and he does them every six yards.
God.
And so that's what makes it so accurate.
Yeah. Because
all of a sudden, it's like, that's the same. It's not.
Dirt samples in tubes.
In tubes. Tubes of dirt.
Yeah.
He carries them around with him.
Sounds kind of fun.
Sounds kind of fun. Not as fun as the guy used to change the records on the jukeboxes. They used to travel around with the guy would show up. And it'd be like, what, about like 11:30 in the morning? And the guy would show up with that, with a giant.
Sun's coming in the window.
One little, yeah.
Maybe,
little bit
if there's windows.
Yeah.
By the way, Jane in Wahoo.
windows.
It says the coffee pot's being delivered today. Also, she has coffee being delivered on Friday, medium and dark roast.
How about this?
Jane.
This.
Jane from Wahoo.
We found this out, and we found out Jake has a foosball table. This is all within 2 days.
A broken foosball table.
Yeah. Is it broken?
It needs some work.
Do you want us to work on it a little bit?
If you guys
bit?
Want to, you sure can.
We'll Greg?
Greg.
Greg.
Greg. Yes, that would be the guy.
It needs some glue on it. Let's go with
that.
It needs some glue on it. That's the way we're doing
that's
this?
That's for fixing this?
Yeah, I could do it.
This sounds like just glue some stuff.
Super glue. It's a lot of glue missing and some pieces.
Everything I do goes through Greg. There's nothing that doesn't.
I feel that we might wear him out.
There's sometimes I think I get this guy.
He didn't show up for food last week.
It's
at
okay.
All.
Yeah, he's totally absolved.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot.
Well, he's been
he got after me yesterday. I don't think.
Is it about the remodel he's been doing for 6 months on that one
don't
room?
Bring that up. Do not bring
the
do,
laminate.
Do,
flooring.
Don't.
Too
don't.
Late. It's been brought up.
Don't. God, that's a hot button topic. Yeah, Greg could fix your foosball table, but he's got kind of a list of things. So
thank you. 464-5685, call or text as always. Speaking of hot button topics,
yeah.
You said sip. Dylan Royola is at Nebraska, and he is officially headed to Oregon. Now, it was a rumor during the show yesterday, it was official right after the show, that he is headed to Oregon to potentially sit behind Dante Moore if Dante Moore does not go pro.
He's got to decide today or tomorrow.
Dante Moore does?
Yeah, Dante Moore, the what's the deadline? Is tomorrow.
Okay.
He declaring.
So he got no bonus time whatsoever because of the game just ending on, you know,
I don't think three days ago. I don't think you don't. I read the Portland newspaper. In fact,
yeah, I'm not a
accessing.
Fan of that. He should have a little bit of time because you're telling me that if he has to declare like today and he couldn't declare like in 4 days from now. I mean, that's a lot of stuff going on in your head. Because first of all, after that game, you're not thinking straight. You can't do something like that. Yeah, I'm thinking straight.
I don't
think
you're thinking straight during the game.
But it was not good. And so it's interesting. I told you what McElroy said. And that surprised me because my first thought was take the $5 million and come. Cause it would be a minimum of $5 million to come back. because he's, I mean, he's the first pick in the potentially a top two or three pick, mm-hmm. and some had him as one. I think that went out the window when Mendoza and him played side by side.
So he's going there. So Dylan could play behind Dante Moore the way Dante Moore played behind Dylan Gabriel in 2024. Mm-hmm. The Ducks had a couple QBs go into the portal, a guy named Austin Novosad and a guy named Luke Moga. They entered the portal. They still have six quarterbacks. Oregon has six quarterbacks projected for 2026. That would be assuming more returns. But they only have one who's played, besides Moore and Raiola. They have a guy named Brock Thomas, who is a three-star. So he went to the place that looks kind of advantageous for Dylan. And then I think they got it, and then maybe Dayton will go with him and maybe not play quarterback, play like a tight end or something.
Or
like
linebacker.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
For Jay Foreman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Dylan gets to wear all those sweet uniforms.
Is it
him on Insta?
That's great simple.
It's great simple.
He's got a sweet tracksuit on Insta.
Nice. All right.
You see Dylan? He's a duck.
So good. Oh, sixth grade simple. Thank you. See Dylan?
He's a duck. Oh, that,
beautiful. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, Dylan. So Dylan's off to the West Coast.
I'm curious on the message boards, the Red Sea Scrolls.
What is the vibe?
Vibe on Dylan? Yeah, are they supportive of him? Or are they saying, hey, screw this guy?
No, Nebraska fans are rough. I mean, they're... Think Frost, think Frank, think, the Raiolas. It turns. It turns.
What's the common narrative here?
I don't know.
What are they saying?
I occasionally will see. I don't usually. It's so negative that I don't click on it usually. It's pretty bad. So I just kind of stay away from it. But I've seen,
Are you saying you don't think that fans will support him and root him on for success Eugene?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're kind of miffed. He never did a goodbye post.
That would be the last thing I'd be miffed at. Would be if he sent a goodbye.
Well, certain age.
That's kind of like a certain deal like that too.
We're a certain age.
That's kind of like when you sit down with your girlfriend. It's not you. It's me.
Don't be careful now. I've gotten raked over the coals for that take.
For what
that take you have.
That's what I said. You don't for that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
that. He needs to do an instant. A nice thank you.
I don't see that.
I don't either. Will come after you, your throat on that. Yeah. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
No,
he needs to make a thank you.
Because every time that I read one of those long lists of how great everything, but I'm leaving at the end, it's like, you're just leaving.
Well,
just
why are you leaving then?
Yeah, then just that whatever. I mean, no, I don't think any way of any person ever. It's the same thing if you're just at a Super Bowl party, all of a sudden, like, where's Sorensen and Elizabeth? I think they left during the third quarter. Oh, okay. It wouldn't be like, they didn't say goodbye.
They didn't put it on Insta.
They didn't say a thing.
They didn't text us.
No, I don't have
I do not partake in any of that. In fact, I've gone way away from it.
Like, we told you that the Irish goodbyes, we have told you that's something you can do.
No, I mean like doing stuff on Insta. Should we take a picture, family picture for Insta? No, I'm not doing it. You guys go ahead. I'm not.
What, have you ever been that person? You never have done that.
No. I do have a picture of you in your shirt yesterday, in which we need to post that.
You're not posting that without my
the button down?
Yes, I have a picture of it.
That's a pretty
nice
shirt.
So, no, I don't see that. But, no, I mean, in the end, it didn't go well. I mean, talk about money on return. It wasn't a huge money on return.
The number that gets you is 20. He got sacked 54 times in 2 years. That's a lot.
54, and that was in how many games?
Well, 27 and 22. He started 22.
Was it 22 games?
Yeah, he started 22.
So how many sacks? 54?
27 and 27.
Okay, so 27 sacks this year, not even 9 full games.
Right.
Dante Moore, I looked at it, had 17 total sacks this year in 15 games.
Okay, see, that's different.
27 in less than 9,
right.
17 in 15 games.
And I'm not putting that all on Dylan. There's broader
several
conversation.
Factors.
So the interesting part here, Steve, answer this question. Jake, from a fan, Colin, weigh in. Connor. Weigh in if necessary.
Connor.
Let's just figure this one out. I want some information here. So it appears as if there wasn't a fanatical attempt to keep Dylan.
No, there wasn't.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, whatever. Doesn't matter. That's what you hear.
There was not.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
So the next thing then is...
There was not. I can say that, Bill, unequivocally.
Okay.
I'm not... This is not me shooting the breeze. It's not me... I think it's conjecture. No, it was not. No.
So then is the biggest fear that's going through Jake as the fandom, is the biggest fear that he goes and plays extremely well, takes him maybe to a national championship, the Ducks, or something, and then the quarterback that was once at your – is that a fear of fans?
I don't have that fear.
Well, I think it is, but it's also, that's why I say, how do fans feel now? Because is he feeling like the fans hate him? Is he feeling
– I wonder about people
DM and saying, hey, you suck. I hope you do badly at Oregon, or they're saying, listen, good luck. I'm curious how that is. Because message boards are not how it always is in real life. That's a good point. It gets very nasty, but when people in real life don't really do that.
That's a good point.
It's not your real name. Right. Everyone's anonymous.
Yeah, on the message board. People have said some incredible things to me on a message board, but nobody's ever said anything to me publicly.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm curious how this is.
So face I don't to face, know
text
that.
To text.
I'm sure those guys like high profile quarterbacks, they're aware of the noise, and I bet they're just so immune to it that just like it probably doesn't affect them. Is my guess. I hope that's the case. Although Rule has talked about how it gets bad and it does affect players.
No, it can, and it does get bad. I would say that this one probably, but obviously we're closer to it. There was so much fandom. I've never seen that kind of fandom. If you go back and look at some quarterbacks that have played here that have had great success, that weren't even a 16th of the fandom.
What do you mean when he came in?
When he came in.
Yeah, there's a lot of
hoopla. When he came in and played. You know, early. Yeah. I mean, Tommy Frazier played early. Was it that this? I was here for Tommy Frazier playing as a true freshman. I don't remember it being anywhere remotely close to this. It was a big deal.
It was pretty big.
It was a big, but I don't.
But there wasn't instant. There wasn't message boards, right? Or was there a message?
There probably would have been message. I don't know
maybe,
that.
Maybe message boards.
Voice of the Grandstand.
Yeah, there wasn't as much social. There was no social media. But I will say this, Bill. When he committed, it was a big deal.
Oh, no, it was a huge deal. It was between Nebraska and Notre Dame, but it just didn't seem the same. I just look at it, and it wasn't the same. There were so many things outside of football. How many times did you see Rayola someplace outside of football?
Here's the thing. I always tell Sean this, and it's unfair to the Rayolas, to Dylan. Nobody was saying when he came here, don't take him. It was, oh, God, we got to get Rayola. Nobody. Jake,
no.
Nobody.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, but you just see how quickly it turns. I mean, but when he came, it was, Bill, you're right. It was a gigantic, it consumed the fan base.
Well, we thought it was all consuming.
But I haven't been there. I was gone so much, but I was here during some times when we were young. You followed him like they, I mean, it was, they were, Turner Gill was a rock star.
Time.
But there was, you know, the same media coverage, so there wasn't
enough.
It just wasn't the same. But all these players were like rock stars.
Yeah.
But when now it's so different, and when Dylan came in, it was nuts.
God. Yeah.
It was nuts.
Right. There's lessons to be learned from this, and I mean, Dylan probably didn't handle it that well. The stardom. I mean, but. Okay, now what I say about it is if it was my son, I would be inclined just to let him learn, not tell him, don't do that, and that. Don't wear that, and that. I just let him learn. But I don't know if you can do that in this world. You just don't really have a chance in that situation to grow. You got to grow fast. It's got to happen now. As a freshman, you got to play like you're a senior. As a sophomore, you got to be a Heisman candidate, okay? Or it's not, or you're a failure, and so I don't. You're in a pretty rough position, and then it gets rougher if you bring a lot of attention to yourself.
There's just not many. If you go through you just go through the playoffs. Was it? I mean, Ty Simpson was one who stayed, went through hard times, fought through it, and came out the other end for Alabama. I mean, the rest, most of them are they're not. I mean,
what do you do? Hey, Bill,
the four quarterbacks are all transfers.
Bill, what do you do? I think the formula for if you want to win big, is not to play a freshman. It's to go get a veteran out of the portal, like Stignetti's doing. like other teams are doing. Go like Cignetti. What's he do? He goes gets. He's not playing freshman.
No,
he's not playing a highly touted freshman quarterback. No. He's going to get him out of the portal.
I wonder how he handled the situation, because Mendoza's brother, I think, is really good, but yet they go out and they get Hoover.
Josh Hoover.
I wonder if it was. I would bet, and I have no knowledge of this. He probably said to Mendoza's brother, "I cannot say his name."
Alberto.
I think you're right. I look it up. And he's young. I wonder if he didn't. If he just didn't say to him, "Alberto, here's how it's going to go down. We're going to keep both of you. We're going to pay both of you. Hoover's coming in for 1 year. After this, the next 2 years, that's
maybe
you. That's yours."
But I wonder though.
Alberto.
The reason it comes up is okay, if that's the case, is stay there, because the reason it comes up is that. Where are the Mendozas from?
Miami.
Miami doesn't have a quarterback next year. So is Alberto.
I don't know.
I guarantee there's been people have reached out to him like, hey, right away when Hoover signed, there's no way that someone didn't reach out to him and say, hey, what's going on there? I would imagine Cignetti has it all buttoned up. Kind of like, hey, Hoover's going to be the guy for the year. You're going to back him up. Maybe you are the guy and go from there. But anyway, the whole process is very cheap. But my biggest thing is, like, what happens if Raiola is a starting quarterback at Oregon, mm-hmm. and Nebraska plays him and he's the starter next year, and Oregon beats Nebraska?
He's got to win the job. I mean, I've said it, this is probably the third time I've said it on the show, but I'll say it again since we're having a discussion. I hope Dante Moore stays and Dylan leaves the limelight and just gets better as a quarterback, just can work on his stuff in silence and quiet, and not have all the hoopla. Just
what's
stay
your take?
In the background.
Staying or going, Dante Moore?
Stay.
Mm-hmm. I think he's staying.
Stay.
Also,
stay.
I mean, that's why I would advise it, but I think he is going
to
stay
because of what you said. Because now you can get rich in college. You don't have to go to the NFL to get rich.
I'll be honest with you, it may not be $5 million. It may be $6 million. No, seriously.
Or even if it's $4 million,
he's doing really well for us. So he's got a chance to come out with a portfolio that
kids only making $4 million.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah.
Damn. Are you all right?
Yeah. But damn.
You okay?
Yeah.
You okay, bro?
$4 million. Also yesterday, Sam Levitt to LSU. That's done. Sam Levitt is going to LSU.
So, but yeah, I hope Donnie Moore stays and Dylan can just get better. Just get better. And stay out of the limelight for a while.
But no matter what, it will be a lightning rod forever here.
Yep. I got a question. I was thinking about this as it relates to this conversation. Do people cheer against Frost?
That'd be a good question. I don't know
that. I don't get the feeling they do.
I think that they might be.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm saying
whenever they lost,
I'm not playing Babe in the Woods. I don't know.
I saw a lot of posts when he lost games versus when he won games from people. Let's go with that.
I bet there's also a large contingent that just doesn't really know if they won or lost or
right.
Just
that's what I think.
Really not commenting.
That's where I'm at.
Just kind of like first of all, you just don't see a ton of UCF. Where it's just like going that, well, UCF's going, you know, that this big game or whatever. Last year they were a 5-7 team. But tell you what though, they got a quarterback. They got that guy from JMU. He's really good. I think it took him to the playoffs. Took JMU to the playoffs.
Frosty sold his past. You ever hear of Marcus Mariota?
Exactly.
And who's that other guy?
Mackenzie Milton.
God dang! Remember Mackenzie Milton?
How could
that
you?
Was
not?
Sort, that was sort of a phenomenon, right?
Yeah, they did really good.
They were good. Before we get to break, if you're hungry
Farley's
for
here. Farley's here.
If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincolnville, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Hoy Bird,
also known as Early Bird.
Hoy Bird
at 19th and K. They are
game
open
day
right now, all the way till 2 p.m. They've got free and spacious parking, also breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous. Hash holes. Stop by today, 19th K. Open all the
Fred
way
will not be there today.
No, he's busy today.
Not on the game.
Tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Look for 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be having some breakfast nachos and talking to the fans.
Celebrating a victory.
When we come back, NFL coach is doubling down on words he said after the game. Because rivalries are real.
They're real.
It's next
real.
On Early Break on the Ticket.